7 million, 68 million people roughly said it. hiding out because he works in the bank. He's safe. He couldn't curtail. Now, the businessman operates different than the consumer. He's always anticipating how he can beat and save money on inflation, and he likes it.
Slide someplace else. We had a farm problem with a universal farm problem.
assembled of two of our stupid kind thinking in a nice suburb. And this really had
perfectly decent.
And I supported them. Like the woman said the other night, here's, these punks have to shoot a kid that supported them. They don't support me half the time. She was in hysterics about it. And this is a key factor. And some of those interviews we make with blacks, I'll tell you, you've heard Chuck, some of them, their English is terrible. Their logic is right down, but
they know what they think. That's the point.
Right down the track.
One of the things we're going to do, Mr. President, we're trying to do right now is to get some lines brought in the cylinders, phones, so the members of the graduate committee can do that, listen to them, because you do listen to it, you get a never-ending impression. Well, the thing to do is to take his comments, the main comments he gets. You just got to take the raw answer and give it to people and have them use that in their own comments. The stuff that's written for us around here, the average congressman senator, is so terribly dull and out of touch with how people talk.
And so what we could do is,
that's right,
when we bring a specific congressman over, we all we got to know is what area it is, and then we can interview in these areas.
Well, the Arizona folks, by the track, can sit there and
talk to
you.
We'll get a much different impression of what's going on.
I mean, like you told me, the governor gave off our facts.
Yeah.
Statement that this sentence made this summer, then you get the same reading from the president.
Right.
He was
right.
Saying last week.
Right, right.
He said, boy, just like that.
Now, I worked with some congressmen for a number of years, like Moss and Wright, on some of their question sequence things. And I see about, first of all, they don't want to do, they send out questionnaires to the constituent where they write the questions to get the answers they want. They're so subjective in the way they even start out the survey. They pretend like it's an objective survey. And all you got to look at it, if you really do the survey, I can guess the answer to this could be right now because you already know. You've made up your mind. Now, basically, came in and listened for 3 or 4 hours. So people just telling the truth. I think they've never been in their district.
Viewers, what would you? You would then stay on the same course with regard to holding the line in the budget, fighting against higher taxes and inflation.
That's number one.
You would also hold the line, which is easy for me because I've always had a hard line on law and order and capital punishment, et cetera.
Make it harder.
I believe that. Third, I'd make it harder if I didn't have the Supreme Court to be on the list because I'd have to take care of that. Third, with regard to the economic issue, the inflation issue, and so forth, there is some doubt as to whether it's going to work. Well, if you do that, of course, we're working on some prices. It's a very difficult
problem. If there's a strike, but here's your dotting books. How can you control for the price?
No way. No way except to increase production, increase imports, the rest of what you're doing.
This is slow.
Takes a lot.
That's a long time. Now,
maybe a year.
I got some ideas.
What's going to happen this year is what figures. It's probable that the increase in food prices we have now lived through it, and it's going to stay at this very high level, but that the possibility of more increases this year is much lower than last year. In other words, the big bump in food prices going up came in 17.
All right, now we have a question which we're asking every day. If you had an opportunity to talk to the president next to the person, what would you talk to him about that would help you in your own personal household? Inflation, food costs, was the war, it's all gone. It's all food cost inflation. And we're starting to get people saying, well, why don't we have meatless Wednesdays? Why don't we do this? Why don't we cooperate? Now, I think there's a possibility here that by lifting the phrase, you have scared some people that this is going to make prices right. But I think if you talk to them in a press conference or at the proper time and say, now, you and I got a problem. How do you solve? You talk right down to them. How do you solve the problem of food? You have a disability, of course. Just explain it to them, but that takes time. Now, the reason that we have these rising food prices is that we're all making so damn much money. There Congress. The number one problem today is to conserve and save money. This is why you're in tune. On the budget cuts. This is why you're not hearing enough of these squawks from the public office. Because you're in tune.
Well, not touch, brilliant, but you're, what can I do to help myself instead of what can the government do?
Sure.
Jackson, so that, you know, the president can't cut the food prices, but if all of us get together.
I think you sit down and explain, as the president, you sit down and say, now this is a problem we have. How do you cut? The only way we can cut the cost of food is to stop eating so damn much of it. This expensive stuff that we're eating.
And what can the president do about it? He's instructed that all government food installations don't serve meat on Tuesday.
Right.
Or whatever it is.
Set an example.
When they are meat, well, we aren't forced to speak for this.
We just set an example, and I think it'll work. You see, what happens here, on these spontaneous generations of examples,
people like that.
They want me to let him know things. That question we have, we've got a chance to talk to the president. That question is an expensive question because people go on and on and on.
Yeah.
Some people say, well, I have nothing to say to them. But, and then you ask them other questions, you find that's just 26%. No matter what you did, you just forget about it. But the sad part of it is that they're the more affluent, the better educated. Group of people who are apart. The hawks, you've got those, you can't do anything about those anymore. They're basically selfish people. See, they like the war. Because the war made jobs made of money.
Yeah.
Places they were fighting.
Sure.
Somebody else was fighting. They were making the money. So they're real selfish people. But those people in between, that's the key. I think we should find out what we need. But the thing is that your timing, so that you are on the top issue at that time.
They're meeting about that.
That Congress talk about something that was on their mind 6 months ago.
Yeah.
This is nice stuff.
Well, this is, I really appreciate you coming in.
Well, do it again.
Because when you're downtown, as well as they say, we'll Dick, you arrange when perhaps when he's down in Washington again, you know, next 6 to 8 weeks or something, when we can see how the, because the issues turn around.
Oh, they've been changing.
These days,
about every 30 days, 60 days.
Right.
It seems like those cycles are about 4 weeks and everybody.
4 weeks
more than somebody else.
But you see it turning, let us know.
Let people tell me.
Well, it's a real place.
Thank you. I have another personal interest I have in this.
I met
Hoover when I was a kid.
Did you?
Yeah. And I stood in the white frozen garden here. With 12 years old, Hoover holding my hand when Coolidge was sworn in.
Okay.
And when I started this company business for myself, I left the island in 48, Hoover helped me to finance my company. And he got on the phone and called the John Shaw in Chicago. He said, every young fellow I've known for many years, he wants to go into the market research business. He needs some money. He said, I want you to help him because someday, what he's trying to do, some president might be able to use. I said, I wish the hell I had when I was president. So I have a little personal on that. That's what he said in 1945. He said, someday he might be able to use it. I wish I had it.
Well, son, he's up there looking down at the smiling.
He was a shy man. He was a great guy. He
knew that. I used to see him a lot, you know.
If he had information like this, he would have been here.
Yeah, he actually was probably, in terms of brains and administrative ability, as well qualified as anybody who's ever had the office. Marvelously qualified. But he just happened to catch the thing on nothing he could do to help with. Nothing.
Well, they didn't have the information.
Sure. Didn't have